finalizing some more details on a plan that will help attract and retain veterinarians to support commercial agriculture in rural areas. We're joined now on the Jim Toth Show by the General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers, Carson Callum. Carson, good afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know we talk a lot on this station about healthcare when it comes to humans, attracting and retaining nurses, attracting and retaining doctors, lab techs, all of those sort of things. But at the same time, veterinarians are in that kind of same situation in Canada, really all across the country. So tell me what's been facing the agricultural industry before we get into the details of today's announcement.
Yeah, I think you really hit it well there. It's the availability of veterinary professionals across the country and in Manitoba has become a real challenge. And many producers, in particular livestock producers in the province, have a hard time accessing care, whether that's just general herd health assessments or emergency services. It's becoming more and more difficult, especially if they're in a really rural area where it's not as many clinics, say, in a certain radius. So it's been a real challenge, hopefully some of these announcements will help address the issue.
What would happen if a rural producer, has that sort of emergency go down on the farm and no one's around? Are they really taking matters into their own hands, or are they forced to call the herd? What kind of happens in those situations?
Well, a lot of the times they will get veterinary services with, they'll use some of their own skill set to keep that animal safe and well, and then have that vet come out to provide the care that animal may need. But it's just the wait time is what's really concerning. Just like when you go to the hospital as a human, you have to wait for an emergency service. You probably eventually will see a doctor, but it just takes a while. So we're seeing the same thing in terms of vet availability, where it becomes really stressful for the producer and obviously the animal when they run into some emergency situation.
Now, the province has had a program in place with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Saskatchewan, just a little bit to the west of us, to provide some seats for Manitobans who choose to enter the field. But today's announcement means there are going to be more of those seats available. So give us details on that.
Yeah, so, both last week and today's announcements relates to an expansion of Manitoba government seats into the Western College. So there's going to be 5 extra seats. But the one piece that was announced today is some criteria around those 5 extra seats. And that criteria is really targeted at getting students that have a livestock or poultry or rural area background. Somebody that has that livestock knowledge and grew up in a rural area, to really try to, attain that knowledge and hopefully retain that type of vet in the future if they have the interest after they graduate.
This is an interesting one, when we take a look at the healthcare equivalent of this, because, say, the Max Rady College of Medicine at the U of M, sometimes there are requirements for students to stay in the province and work for a little while after they've graduated. Is that the case here? Because they are going one province to the west, to University of Saskatchewan for this training in Saskatoon, but it is a seat subsidized by the Manitoba government.
Yeah, there's no real rule that states they need to come back, but this type of program, whether it's the criteria here or any of the kind of percentership programs for students in their last year during the summer, those type of initiatives try to encourage vets to come to the rural community, but there's no written rule like in the medical that you have to spend a certain amount of your time practicing in a rural area.
Carson, I do want to get your thoughts on just the season overall, as we got a couple minutes left here before we break for the news. 2021 was not an easy year for your producers, any livestock producers in Manitoba. There was just a real shortage of feed, and that had some disastrous effects from some of your members. Was it a bit better in 2022? What kind of challenges are you guys still facing out there?
It definitely was a better growing season. We started off a little shaky with those back-to-back-to-back Colorado lows that came in and led to many challenges for producers with that excess moisture that they saw. But overall, the season was a lot better. A lot more feed put up, pasture looked great, and
seen with grain, you know, we have such a need for it in Canada and worldwide that even if the supply is a bit lower, the prices are often higher, so producers are, you know, still making ends meet. Is that the case with beef as well?
Well, you know, the price of the commodity good for beef has not tracked as well as, say, grain prices in the commodity market. As I said, they're looking better this fall, and they're improving, so I think producers' bottom line will look a little more optimistic long-term here, but it definitely has not tracked like the grain market has, and I'm hoping we continue to see that trajectory up for guys in the beef industry here.
Well, and when you folks do well, Manitoba tends to do well in turn. So all the best to you and your members, and happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, Carson. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you too. Thank you.